The first illusion I'm going to show you will probably blow your mind right away. Look at the cubes around here. The shapes on them seem to be of different shades of gray. But if you look closely, you'll see a moving shape on each of them. When it moves, you can clearly see it, but when it stops, it blends in perfectly wherever it is. The trick is in the gradient. The shapes aren't uniform in color, and they trick you into believing they're of different shades while being absolutely similar to each other. The white trim above and below also helps, though. Moving on to the second illusion, which has a name this time, a cafe wall illusion. It first appeared in 1898, but gained popularity almost a century later when discovered on the wall of a cafe in Bristol, England. The tiles on the walls make you believe the lines they make are sloped, but if you concentrate on them, you'll notice they're perfectly straight. The effect is achieved thanks to the alignment of the tiles. The black and white ones aren't positioned directly above and below each other, which makes you think they're in disorder. In fact, though, the order is absolute here. They're simply messing with you. And now, we're going through a tunnel that will make you blink a lot. Right before you, there's a square, which is not a square. Or is it? More like a pyramid. Or not. Anyway, an optical illusion like this makes you wonder what you're seeing in front of you. Its secret is in the shapes it's made of. If it were composed of unbroken lines, you'd see simple squares growing larger every time. But since there are gaps at the corners, they make the whole picture look like a pyramid thanks to the illusory corners of it. Whew! Get some rest for your eyes for a second. We're up for another challenge. In the next hall, don't bother looking at the walls. They're here for decoration. This time, we're traveling right on top of an illusion. It's the Mobius strip. The paradox of this shape is that it only has one side. Technically, it's a flat surface with no top or bottom. The strip is made into a loop curved in such a way that when its ends meet, the strip turns over and goes on. Wherever you find yourself on it, you'll always be on its only side, which is both top and bottom at any given time. Yeah, I know, it's hard to wrap your mind around it. If it makes it easier for you, the Mobius strip is basically a 2D object in a 3D space. Better? No? Yeah, thought so. Anyway, moving on to the next one. Get ready, it's not as simple as it looks. See the tiles on the walls? In the center, there seems to be a round shape which is bulging out. As you might have already guessed, it doesn't bulge at all. It's all about what you look for.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
But the real illusion isn't even in that. Would be too obvious, right? When you move along the rails, you can see the pattern is moving too. And the round shape in the center is hovering a bit above the background and moving separately from it. It would be even more prominent if the squares were rectangles, horizontal in the background and vertical within the circle. Our eyes just can't align such different shapes together. The next illusion is probably the oldest one ever, and you see it in lots of designs today. It appears so often, you don't even think of it as an optical illusion. Look at the walls of this corridor. The pattern seems to be crossing itself, the blue ribbons going over and under black and white ones. It's pretty obvious, though, there are just different sized triangles drawn on the walls, because the pattern isn't three-dimensional. The next pattern is just another version of it. The lines are crossing each other, forming a net, but here, shadows and black hexagons create an even more visible illusion of a 3D image. The yellow and pink ribbons seem to be folding in on each other. And the last pattern here makes you feel as if you're in some kind of a straw basket. Horizontal and vertical strips are made of separate lines, and the shadows make you believe they're going under and over each other. The small black spaces at the corners are helping in that too. Now, look at the walls again, as if you had any other option. Right now, you won't understand a thing here, but in the next hall... Here it is. Do you see the pattern moving as we do? If you guessed it actually isn't, you're absolutely right. The vibrant and contrasting colors of this pattern make your eyes lose focus. They try to anchor themselves to the shapes, and that's where the illusion hits. When the direction of the pattern abruptly shifts, you can see it move. And in this hall, you can see blue areas and cubes with missing corners. The ones in the upper corners are definitely cubes, aren't they? Well, it depends on the angle. As we move closer and change the field of vision, the cubes become flat areas with smaller cubes inside them and vice versa. Well, the truth is actually in the middle. This is all just a game of shadows, and all the shapes here are flat. At last, no need to look at the walls. This time, everything you need is right in front of you. See that shape in the distance? It looks like a slightly tilted tabletop with a weight on its left side. But if you look at it from afar, you'll see the top is perfectly level. The tilt appears thanks to the stripes going in different directions. It's all in your eyes. Going on to the next one, and here you might lose me. The black and white blocks on the walls seem to be completely random. But they're certainly not. If you squint your eyes, almost shut, you'll see something written on the walls. Or you can just look through this matted glass I've put up for your convenience. You have a hard time seeing this text without assistance because of too much contrast and the blocks being similar in size. Your eyes don't realize what is a shadow of what until you squint. But as soon as you've seen it, you won't be able to unsee it. Try looking at the wall as we pass the glass on our way out. In the next hall, concentrate on the big slabs. See the red vertical lines? Are they parallel or not? If you think not, then look again, hard. Because of the outward lines going in all directions, the red ones look as if they're curved, but in fact, they're perfectly straight. Just mentally remove the black ones and you'll see it. As a bonus, the squares I mentioned earlier confuse your eyes to believe they're rounded while they're not. Now, this looks like a shape from a psychological horror movie. The shapes you see in the walls appear to be moving. But again, it's just an optical illusion. The only things moving here are vertical lines making up part of the pattern. As they shift, they uncover and block different parts of the shapes underneath. And this movement creates an illusion that the shapes are moving themselves. You can try this yourself with two sheets of paper on top of each other. Just make sure both layers are properly prepared. And here we find ourselves in a gray forest. The illusion you're looking for is all around you. Look at the walls and the columns. See the vertical stripes? Thanks to the background gradient, they look as if they gradually change their shade, but that's not true. If you remove the background, you'll see for yourself that the strips are uniform in color, and it's just one shade of gray.